Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Tom Sullivan. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. Tom is Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Tom, I need a website, please.
Sure. uschamber.com/SB Index.
All right. That's how they can find out more about the MetLife U.S. Chamber Index, folks, on healthcare. And I think you'll learn some things. You'll probably see yourself in there. Tom, you got big doings going on. You know, as you probably know, I was all up in the very early summits, 02, 03, 04, well, several of them in the last decade. And I was the MC for 02 and 03 and did a bunch of other stuff later on. And this is a tradition you guys will continue to carry on, and I'm really proud of you for doing that. That's coming up soon, isn't it?
It is. Well, Jim, you did such a great job. We've decided to have five of them every year. We've been down in Houston, Phoenix, Atlanta, Minneapolis. We're going to Salt Lake in September, and then our national summit is October 16th and 17th in Washington.
Yeah, that's the big one. And so tell us what's going to be going on there.
Well, we want every small business owner to leave our national summit with practical advice on growing their business. So we've got tremendous keynotes, we've got tremendous networking sessions, we've got really amazing speakers and breakouts. I think a couple of the folks, just to tease your listenership, we got the College Hunks Hauling Junk are going to share their experience with folks, and we've got the sisters who created Georgetown Cupcakes are really going to walk us through their rags to riches story. And then an exciting keynote that we just announced is Morgan DeBond. She runs an internet media company called Blavity. This is the largest viewership and engagement with black millennials in the United States. And she's going to talk about how using the digital tools actually can amp up small business to the next level.
Well, that's good. And boy, the way people are doing business these days are a whole lot different than they were back when you and I first met. I mean, things have the economy is really the compression between models has really gotten tighter, hasn't it? I mean, we got so many.
It has. I mean, Jim, you've told me before that small business is a 24/7 type of enterprise.
And yeah.
That's the same. It seems as though it's a little bit more intense. I'll never forget that small business owner in Phoenix who told us that she traded her career on Wall Street to run a ice cream shop in the Phoenix, Arizona area. Yeah. And so she said she works 5 to 9.
She leaves
work at 5 a.m., and
right.
then she gets back to work at 9 a.m. So
right.
it's a 9-to-5 job.
That's right. Yeah, I used to tell people I'm down to working half days now. I can pick which 12 I want, too, which 12 hours. So the regional events, those are fairly new. Tell us how those have been going.
Oh, they've been tremendous. The idea that folks like me who live and work in Washington, D.C., can really reach small business owners where they live and work is a tremendous benefit for our policy development at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. So not only do we partner with MetLife to provide the survey and the index, MetLife also partners with us to be in 5 cities in about 6 months every year. And that gives us the opportunity really to listen to small businesses where they live and work. And, Jim, you know, listening sometimes doesn't come easy to us in Washington, D.C., but we're learning as we go, and it's been a great ride.
Well, I'll tell you, we need to get Washington to listen more to Main Street, because one of the things that I've learned, I've always guess I knew, but I've learned, and I'm totally convinced of this, Tom, whatever's good for small business is good for the world. So if Washington would just model their policies after is it good for small business or not, I do believe that the world would be a better place. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
And, Jim, you know, if folks don't listen, then it's up to us to make them to listen.
That's right.
Why we're hoping that hundreds of small businesses come to Washington, D.C., October 16, 17.
Give us that website.
Participate in our summit. It's growwithco.com.
Growwithco.com?
Yep.
All right.
Growwithco.com. It has all the information, has the early bird sign-up special, and we're hoping to really get Main Street to Washington to force policymakers to listen.
Thank you, Tom. Tom Sullivan, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.